Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. Along with Ross Tucker, I'm Jim Galante, and it's time for Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Celebrating the return of the fans, Mark is having a special deal for the first game versus Ball State. Purchase one RV for the weekend and you get a second one for free. That's a two-for-one deal. For more information, go to GoPSURV.com or you can call Mark at 800-519-8467. Ross, we got to start thinking about the season. It's only a few weeks away.
I know, man. It's getting very, very exciting. And obviously the opener is a huge one for the Nittany Lions. So very fired up. And we timed this out perfectly, Jim. We get the final recruits in for the 2021 class. The 2022 class is obviously killing it, which is amazing. Next week, you'll actually go through my rankings and stack them up and tell me where they ended up. I have no idea. I just give you a number in my breakdown. So I was shocked last year when, Zariah Fisher was the number one ranked recruit or whatever. So it's very fun to go through it and actually see where we end up with everything.
All right. Well, then let's wrap up the Class of 21 scouting report. Today, it's all about the guys who catch the ball. We got two of them as wide receivers, one of them as a tight end, and Ross, one of them as an outfielder for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So let's get started. Let's go with the wide receivers first. Let's start with Harrison Wallace, a three-star, 6'1", 180-pound wide receiver from Alabama. He was a late commit and a decommit from Duke. What'd you see with Harrison Wallace?
You know, this is one of the reasons why I really like doing this, because I knew nothing about Harrison Wallace. Nothing. I mean, you know, I knew everything you just said. I knew he was a late commit and he had been with Duke. This guy, Jim, very smooth in everything he does, like silky smooth, which I always think is a good sign, right? When it looks effortless, when it looks easy, that doesn't mean it is, but that usually bodes well for that player moving forward. So very smooth in everything he does. And by that, I mean it looks effortless. He's always in balance with tremendous body control. You know, I think one of the reasons, Jim, he didn't have more stars or he didn't get more offers, he's a long strider. So I don't know how big he is. He doesn't look that big, but he's a long strider who covers ground much faster than it looks. You got to be careful. He looks like he's not that fast, but the guys chasing him can't catch him. You know, they got angles on him, and he pulls away. He's a long strider. You got to be careful with that. There's guys with really shallow, really short strides that look like they're flying, but they're fast, but they're not covering as much ground as you think. Then there's long striders like Harrison Wallace who are covering more ground than you think. He's a nice route runner who high points the ball. He makes contested catches with ease. You know, he didn't have the greatest quarterback, so he had to come back for the ball. He had to go up for the ball. Even when he was, you know, being covered pretty well, he did a nice job there. He had really sharp cuts with the ball in his hands. I really enjoyed his run after catch ability. You know, he kind of puts that foot in the ground and goes back the other way. And here's the other thing. He was a ball hawk on defense, which I always think is a good sign too, right? Like the guy just has a natural feel for the sport and the game and tremendous instincts, I thought, on the defensive side of the ball. My one real question with him was I didn't know the level of competition he was playing at down in Alabama, and also size. He looks like, I don't know, he's listed at gym, he looks like maybe 6'1", maybe a buck 75, a buck 80. I don't know what he's listed at. I gave him a 7.9, by the way.
Well, actually, you're pretty close on it. What I saw him listed at was 6'1", 180. So does it look like a frame that's going to carry more weight going forward, Ross?
You know, he probably could, but how much more does he really need? I mean, think about Dotson, Hamler, you know, Deshaun Hamilton. Penn State's had a lot of success with guys that aren't, like, big, thick guys.
Okay. All right, let's move on to our next guy, which is Liam Clifford. Familiar name. He's Sean's little brother, but he's 6'1", 195. He's a three-star. Of course, he's out of Ohio. And, Ross, when I watched this tape, the thing that got me was he was much bigger than I thought he'd be. Maybe it was this reference to him as the little brother that made me think he'd be a smaller guy than he actually is.
Well, and the fact that every picture you've seen of him, you know, he's young. He committed early, right? So he committed like in 10th grade or early in 11th grade. So he was really young in all those pictures. I mean, pictures are probably from 9th and 10th grade when he was going to Penn State to see a game and see his brother play. And, you know, Sean's a pretty big dude. I mean, Sean's what, 6'3 and a half, 225, 230? And so Liam always looked younger and thinner than Sean. He is, Jim, almost exactly what I thought he would be. I mean, it's uncanny. I didn't even need to watch his tape. He is an exceptional route runner, often stacking multiple moves on the same route. So first of all, the high school he plays at, high level of competition. He plays at St. X in Cincinnati. They're like national champs. I mean, they're very good. Their whole O-line looks awesome. The quarterback has all day to throw. So because of that, Liam Clifford's able to do double moves, sometimes triple moves. I mean, he's doing a post-corner post. I mean, he's doing things that very advanced, usually don't have time for that at any level of football, certainly in high school football. As you would imagine, he has terrific hands. He understands coming back and attacking the football. He's got good but not great size and speed. You know, he doesn't really pull away from the guys, but they were playing against good guys. But you still want to see him pull away. That's an important thing to note, Jim, is, you know, you want to see guys pull away, but maybe the guys Liam Clifford's playing against are running 4.5s and 4.6s, and the guys Harrison Wallace is playing against are running 4.7, 4.8. You know, it's kind of tough to tell who the competition is. But I thought he had good but not great size and speed. Does show a willingness to be physical. I gave him a 7.7. I guess I feel like he has a high floor but a lower ceiling. Meaning, I think he'll be a solid player for Penn State. I'm not sure I saw the natural physical ability for him to be like a pro prospect. But maybe he just keeps getting bigger and more polished. But he's a good player. I think he'll get a chance to contribute for Penn State.
The one thing I saw when watching his film was his ability to use his body boxing out the defender, almost like a basketball player, which I was kind of impressed with that. And I think it had a little bit to do, again, the image in my head was he was a much smaller guy. I didn't think he'd be physical at all. All right, let's move on to the tight end, and that's Khalil Dinkins, the three-star tight end from Western Pennsylvania. He's listed at 6'3", 220, Ross.
Yeah, great frame, length, and growth potential. I actually thought he was taller than that. So that's interesting that he's quote-unquote only 6'3", because, you know, he looked like he was 6'4", 6'5", to me out there. But still, a really nice frame, length, and growth potential. You can just see all those things. And, I mean, he looks like a defensive end lined up at wide receiver. Or at times, at outside linebacker or cornerback. I mean, he really does. He looks like that kind of guy. He's got excellent body control and hands. You know, some of those balls were thrown behind him, thrown over his head. He was able to contort his body to be able to make nice plays on the football and make the play. He has good hands. He's a long strider who covers ground, you know, when he's running and chasing people down, especially on defense, you could see it. But he's got to burst in a short area. And that's the thing you could really see on defense. You know, he's playing outside linebacker, corner. A guy gets the edge. Khalil was able to chase him down. You know, in a five-yard burst, which is the most important, he was able to chase those guys down. What I didn't see on his video, doesn't mean he can't do it. I didn't really see him being physical. And he's going to play tight end, so I want to see him being physical. Although this is like, I feel like I'm reading the same scouting report on every Penn State tight end for the last 5 years, Jim, right? I'm not sure about his size, you know, and exactly how big he is right now or how physical he is because he's really playing wide receiver. But the other things are all, you know, there's a lot of tools to work with there.
And did you give his ranking?
Gave him a 7.7, just like Liam Clifford. How about that? Out of those three guys, my highest grade was Harrison Wallace. Would not have thought that before I did the tapes.
I was surprised when I saw that from you. And also, I was going to ask you that same question. It seemed like deja vu all over again, talking about a tight end playing wide receiver. All right, I know he's not coming to Penn State, but just real quick for our fans here, Lonnie White, he was the four-star wide receiver / baseball outfielder who chose the Pirates. What are the Nittany Lions missing out on with Lonnie White?
Yeah, I mean, he might be the best athlete in the country. You know, when you think about how good he was at basketball, you know, Penn State football player, you know, high draft pick in baseball, really impressive overall athlete. He's got a special size body control combo. He's just a natural, Jim, with the ball in his hands. I mean, he looks like Vince Young. I mean, when he's a quarterback, he looks like Vince Young out there. But I thought he made a really impressive transition to wide receiver as a senior. And I don't know how much they went back and forth with him at receiver and quarterback. But for a guy that hadn't played a whole lot of receiver, I thought he showed very well. Not that it matters, but I gave him an 8.1. I did think it was interesting. You know, James Franklin absolutely left the door open for Lonnie White to come back if baseball doesn't work out for him. He absolutely did. He's like, good luck, and we look forward to your future football career or something like that. So we shall see.
James Franklin ain't no dummy. He knows if there's any chance to get this kid back playing football, he would definitely take advantage of it. Like you said, leave the door open for it. Ross, that is it for Tucker's Tape and our Class of 21 evaluation. Next week, we'll rank them and see if we have any surprises there. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to do Ask Ross. Stay tuned for that. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.